Raisa at 4:30 in the morning. I just got here, that's what it says on my watch. It's on my Riddick, the Oilam is sitting and learning. We're holding in the days between Purim and Pesach. There's a medrash in Koheles. Shoimer mitzvah lo yedai dovaro, zu Esther, shahoysa oisekes bebir chomitz. Esther was being oisek in bir chomitz. What does the medrash mean? Because we know that the nes of Purim, we're holding in the interim days between Purim and Pesach, the nes of Purim really happened on Pesach. The whole story, the mahapecha of inahapechu, happens on Pesach. There's a pasuk in Yehoshua, Perek Hei, which the Chassam Sofer B'derech Drash, and I demas I found already the Rishonim, the Pirush Rosh HaLatayr, and others say this part. It says in Yehoshua, Vayoichlu me'avur ha'oretz mimacharas ha'pesach, matzois v'koloi be'etzem ha'yoim hazeh, v'ayishbois ha'mon mimacharas. The next day, on Tes Zayin Nisan, no more mon. The mon stopped falling on Zayin Adar, but they were nestapku b'mon shevichlehem until vayishbois ha'mon mimacharas. Mimacharas ha'pesach, there was no more mon. Says the Chassam Sofer B'derech Drash, Vayishbois Haman Mimacharos. Not Haman, Haman. Haman was Mushbat. Mushbat means he was put to rest. Mimacharos, because Haman was hanged on Tes Zayin Nisan. The stories of the Seudas that Esther made with Haman and Achashverosh, one after the other, happened on Pesach. The 3 days, Tsumu Alai, Al Toichlu V'Al Tishtu, was on Pesach. And that's what it means. Esther was being Oisik, Balayla Halu, Nadu Dishnas HaMelech. And what was Esther doing? She was getting a smaller Gemara, just to draft it. Kedushin. Thank you, I'm sorry. So, she was being Oisik. She was being Oisik in Bir Chametz. She was being Oisik in Bir Chametz. And she was the exact opposite of Vashti. Vashti is Yeshus. Not a Gematria, the same letters. Vashti, also Gematria. Vashti is Yeshus. That's what he's talking about, Yeshus. The Chometz, Gaiva. Yeshus, yeah, how do you translate Yeshus? Chassidus HaMosim, to feel that you're something, and Gaiva. Esther is Adarab, she's being Oisek in Bir Chometz. So this Knech in a drash, this Vayishpois Hamon Mimacharos, and this Vayishpois Hamon Mimacharos. Be'ezer Hashem, B'siyat L'shmai, we're going to talk about the Inyan of Esei doicha loisasei b'matzah, but as we'll explain, this has to do with vayishpais hamon mimacharos and vayishpais hamon mimacharos. We'll soon explain. What happens though is, it's interesting, the Chassam Sofer explains that Haman's mistake all along has to do with this idea, because Haman didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, was died on Zayin Adar, and he was also born on Zayin Adar. Why didn't he chap that? Because if you're born on the same day, you're nifted and faker, it's not a simen rafik for Klal Yisrael. Haman's mistake was because he holds like the Baitusin. He holds that Mimacharos HaPesach is Dafka on a Sunday. Dafka. And if you make the Cheshbin, then it comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu, who we know was Nifter on a Shabbos, then it wasn't Zayin Adar. So he held that Mimacharos HaPesach has to mean a Sunday. That's why he makes the conclusion that this, the story of Purim is going to happen. And that's why it's even interesting. Esther tells everyone to fast. And after the Kaf, the Gemara says in Megillah, and this we're getting to the topic, Sumu alai, fast for 3 days, al toichlu v'al tishtu. What does it mean, al toichlu v'al tishtu? Sumu alai means al toichlu v'al tishtu. So there's a brisker nusuk, you know, the briskers, they only fast on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So sometimes there's sumu alai, so you're saying no, sumu alai v'al toichlu v'al tishtu. But it also means sumu alai v'al toichlu matzo, v'al tishtu dalit koisis, v'yavar Mordechai, the Gemara darshins. Shehaviram b'tzoyim, that he was oiker the mitzvah of matzah. And that's going to be the question. What happened to the mitzvah of matzah? How was Mordechai oiker the mitzvah of matzah? But that's what he did. He made a gezerah for 3 days that they should fast. And after the Kaf, we know that it happened, that the story of Purim really happens on Chol HaMoed. Some of the Achranim that talk about if you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, one of the rites they bring, that it says in the Megillah, by Mordechai Yotza, about Terezov, the Medrash says, the Targum says, it was b'tefillin. The Raya with Tefillin Chol HaMoed. Chayrin bring the Raya. It's from Tefillin others. But it's also interesting. It's a fascinating diak from Rav Yais Naibishitz. The first Suda, she says, that she tells Yovai, El Hasuda Asher Asisi Loi, Lashin Yochid. The next day she says, Yovai HaMelech, Machashverish, El Hasuda Asher E'eselohem. Says Rav Yais Naibishitz murdered. The Erish the Suda was on the first day of Pesach. Yom Tif. Esther is fasting to prepare a suda for Achashverosh. It's a goy. Lachem, the Heter of Eichel Nefesh is only for a year. Who is she preparing the Suda for? Haman! Haman is an Eved Knaini. Haman is an Eved Knaini. He's a Yid. You're allowed to prepare food for Haman. So the first day was Pesach. She said, Allah Suda Shere Esaloi. The second day was ready Chol Amoy. They didn't hold Tzvei to the Yom, then it's a long story. And therefore she says, Asher Es Elohem. Now already, the second Suda, I can already prepare Sai for Achashverosh and Sai for Haman. And now we get to our main problem over here. How could it be that on that year they told him not to eat matzah? And it's clear, this story happened on the second day of Pesach, Tes Zayin Nisan. It's brought down at the Mogen Avraham in Siman Tov Tzadi, a minhag, to make a special Suda. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Chol Hamoed already, in the Chutz Laaretz, it's the second day Yom Tov, to make a Suda Zecher to the Suda that Esther made. Now there's a famous chiddush from the Aruch HaNer. The Aruch HaNer says that in fact, Hayitachin that they didn't eat matzah, Mordechai would be oiker the din of matzah lo yitachin. And he wants to be machadish that in fact they did eat matzah. A kezayis, one kezayis for the dayraisa of erev doichel matzahs, one kezayis of matzah they ate. Hare Mordechai was making a tzoin. The shear of tzoin is a kosevis, and a kosevis is larger than a kezayis. And eating a kezayis, you're still not oiver. You can juggle it, and on one end be makayin sumu alai, even though you ate a kezayis of matzah. It's a very big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. It's not the pashtus. The pashtus is that they didn't eat matzah that year. And it's emes a moira de kezach. Why? I know there's an ernst de zach. There's a goyim, they want to kill the ganze klali, so we have to make a 3-day fast. But the gezeira is not for another 11 months till Yud Gimel Adar. This is a hashkafa question. There's a gezeira that be'etzah, maybe you could delay it. You can push it off, maybe next year. Maybe, don't, you have to make nervin about it now. You can push off the gezeira. And no, Mordechai comes and says, now, we're ready, we're not waiting 11 months, we're going to make the 3-day fast already now. So, harbe donu bazeh. Some say, it's because Mordechai wants to be metiach dvorim klapi maila. So, Mepharshim says, HaKadosh Baruch, you want to kill all the Yidden? Then there won't be anyone eating matzah. Geba cook what could be. There's not going to be. It's an expression, an extreme expression of what could happen. You want all the Yidden to die, then there won't be matzah. There's another Indian that it shows emunas chachamim. There was Nenu Misudash Achashverish, and I didn't listen to the Chachomim, so instead it came that he wants to show if the Ganze Bezdin of Sanhedrin came and said, no matzah this year, we're making a 3-day fast. And everyone agreed, this was the wanted to bring out this point. There's another meaning though, that the Leila Seder is so powerful, so intense, Kan HaBen Shoyel, it's such an intense koyach, that he wanted to dafke utilize the koyach of Leila Seder, of Leil Tezvav, we see in the end of the Haggadah, there's so many events through history happened on Leil Tezvav of Pesach, Leil Tezvav of Nisan. Halayla hazeh, it's kelayla kiyoyim yoyir, it's a fascinating koyach. Avada, we have the mitzvahs of the layla, of matzah and dal koyach, but be'etzim, even without it, it's be'etzim, a mitzias of a koyach. Mordechai wanted to utilize that koyach. But I'll upon him in your neinu. The Aruch HaNer says no. He says they in fact ate a kezayis. Frek Reb Chaim Oizer, in Shuva, in Achiezer, Akasha, on this Aruch HaNer, he says, Chetzi Shir is Osir Menatay. How could you tell me that they ate a kezayis of matzah? Lamai said it was a din of tzoyim. They were makabel, a fast, a 3-day fast. And yes, Avada, the shir of a tzoyim is kesevis. Taka. But this Chetzi Shir. Chetzi Shir is also Osir. Zayfrek Reb Chaim Oizer. And he says, Amari Dikichidish. And it goes like this. When a person makes a neder, that he's going to fast. Or a person makes a neder, koinim matzah zualai. He asers the matzah with an isur koinim, with a neder. I'm offering this matzah on you. The din is, the Gemara says in the Dorim, you make a neder that the matzah is usher, you're not allowed to eat the matzah. It's the only matzah you have, and you said, koinim matzah zu alai, koinim kikar zu alai, koinim matzah zu alai. You can't eat the matzah. Fregen ala rishoinim in the Dorim, the Ritva and the Ramban, the Rashba, the rishoinim in the Dorim, they all ask this. Essay doi chaloisase. You have a mitzvah essay to eat matzah. In the Chanami, there's a lav of, what's the lav? Of neder. Why do we say that if you make a neder on the matzah, you can't eat the matzah? Implement essay doich aloysesay. So Harbe, to Rutzim and the Rishonim, the Teretz of Chaim Oizer Goldin, he says, the Ritva says the Teretz, one of the Rutzim, he says, because by a neder, there's not only a loysesay, there's also an essay. The essay of? Chaliyotzim and Pivyase. And there's a klal, you know it from Yevamis, Almonim and Anasuin, those that are learning the Fyayimi. Ain essay doich aloysesay vase. And that's why a neder, the mitzvah of matzah is not doich a neder. That's the Rishonim. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, a chiddush, a vart, he buys it. He says, chetzi shir. A neder, even chetzi shir is usher. Chetzi shir only has a lav. Chetzi shir doesn't have an essay. When you have a chetzi shir, there's only a lav. So in fact, the Yidden were able to eat kazayis of matzah, because as the iser chetzi shir of the neder, of the tzoyim, the shir is only kaisevis, even though less than a kaisevis is a chetzi shir, but chetzi shir is only a lav. An essay is able to be derech lav, and they actually ate matzah, utilizing the concept of essay, the chaloisei azoyzak, Reb Chaim Oizer, and tshuva. Now, it's in the first and a story that Reb Chaim Oizer met the Chazinish. Reb Chaim Oizer knew and saw that the Chazinish is edyo to become the Gadol B'Yisrael later on B'nei Brak. But we're talking about, this is in Vilna still, the Chazinish was learning in his house. Like his nephew afterwards, all of his 94 years of his life, said, I learned in the house. That's the Azay Firtman in that mishpach of Gadol B'Torah. So the Chazinish is learning in Vilna, in a Winkel. And the Reb Chaim Oizer met with Chazanish quite a few times. And the Chazanish says, it's a beautiful vart, chetzi shir is only a half, and then the essay is the... He says, but it's connected to Gemara and Yevamos. Connected to Gemara and Yevamos. Daf Kuf Chof Aleph. Who gets up to Daf Kuf Chof Aleph and Yevamos? But in Daf Kuf Chof Aleph, the Gemara says like this, B'Ketzara, the Gemara says, there's a whole shayla about an aguna, whether you have to be choshish if the husband died, he fell into Mayim Shein Lem Soif. And the Gemara says that you're not allowed to rely on the nis. And the Gemara brings a story. What do you mean? There was once a guy that fell into a bar for 3 days and three nights, and everyone thought for sure he was dead. And then at the end, it turned out he taka survived, and there was a problem that the wife was really there's still an Eishes Ish. And the Gemara says, nah, you can't bring a raya from there. There it was a nes. It's a different Maisa Nisan. Frek the Gemara, Yevamos Kuf Chavala. Why is it Maisa Nisan? Ileimah, because the guy was in the bar. Veloy Ochal, Veloy Shosa, Shloisha Yomim. Frek the Gemara. You could survive 3 days and three nights without food. And the Gemara, of course, Kedarke doesn't prove it from a scientific survey test, experimenting. It says, a pasuk in Tanakh, a pasuk in the Navi, it says, in Megillas Esther, al toichlu, al tishtu, shleishi yomim. So you see, you could survive without food. Zok the Gemara, you're right. But rather, over there, the case was he was holding on for life. He had to keep alert, not fall asleep. And that's an impossibility. It's a nes, it's a moifah, says the Gemara, that he was able to survive without sleep for 3 days and three nights. But as to survive without food and drink, the Gemara says, you can survive without food and drink for 3 days, a pasuk in the Megillah. Frek the chazan ish. Whatever longest you want to say, shtikul toiv, chetzi shir, chai galav, and esther, mach nishtois. You're telling me the eight of kazayis of matzah, then there's no raya. What's the Gemara's raya? Maybe, in fact, it's impossible to survive without food and drink entirely. What's the Gemara's raya in Yevamos? Or maybe over there, the eight of kazayis. So once a London told me, he says, no, if the shir of tzoyim is kaisevis, then eating less than a kaisevis, thus is garnished. This is garnish. That's called you didn't eat. If you could survive like that, you could survive with garnish. Less than a kazayis is garnish. But it's not. It's a chetzishir. That's what the Chazanish asked Reb Chaim Oizer on that pilpul. So rather, what do you have to say? Must be they taka really didn't eat. Now, kaponim, that was chetzishir. The chetzishir was on essay de chaloyse say of matzah against which lav? The lav of neder. We're going to now move on. And we said, we're going to talk about Vayishpais Hamon Mimocharos. Vayishpais, we talked about Vayishpais Hamon Mimocharos, which we explained was on Pesach, and we discussed Vayavar Mordechai, whether or not that year they ate matzah, even though there was a lav on the matzah of Neder of Tzoyim. But now we're going to go to the other, Bavusta Inyan. There's a lot of details on it, we'll touch some of them, that there's a famous Toisvis in Kedushin Lafamet Ches, brings Yerushalmi. The story goes like this, the Gemara says, on that Pesach, Vayishpais, Hamon, Mimocharos, that the Yidden, when they entered Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan, they did not eat from the Chodosh yet, until Vayoichu Mevor Aretz, only after they were marked with the Korban Oimer. The Gemara actually brings a Machlekes Tanoim, whether the Isra of Chodosh only started 14 years after Yerusha V'Yeshiva, and there's a Shaila Machlal, if there's Isra of Chodosh and Chutz Laretz and the Gedarim of that, but that's one man, the Amr. Oh no, the Isra of Chodesh started as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara brings that sheet that the Isra of Chodesh started right away when they entered Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, they weren't able to eat the matzah until they weren't able to eat Chodesh. So what did they do that year? They didn't eat matzah. Where did they get matzah from? Yerushalmi asked, where did they get matzah from? You can't get from, you're not allowed to eat Chodesh. Where are they going to get matzah from? Fred Toysis B'Shem Yerushalmi, Hitcha Toysis, Lama Lay Achlu Matzah Shal Chodesh. Yavoy essay, Erev Taichu Matzois, V'yid Chaloi Seseh Shal Chodesh. This is the other Chetzi Shirna. What's the din of essay of matzah being Doich Lav of Chodesh? Why taka can't you? Now, if it's Manazel, you can't eat matzah Shal Chodesh, because you have also Yosham. It's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, and there's no reason to eat the Matzah of Chodesh. But if you would only have Matzah of Chodesh, should you apply Asadoich Eloisi? Frek Tosis, why not? So Tosis, one teretz. Ein essay de koidem hadibor, doich eloise say the acher hadibor. An essay of matzah, which was given before Matan Torah, can't be doicha eloise say of chodesh, which is given after Matan Torah. Fascinating topic, parenthetically, I'll ask you, I don't know what to say, this is a separate topic, we'll just mention it. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hei is mavur that when you handle essay de chaloise, an essay that was koidem hadibor is gora maila. The Gemara says you can't learn out essay doicha eloise say sheesh bakaris from Pesach, Tomid and Mila, because Mala Hanoch, Shekin Yeshna Lefnei Adibur. The Haino, an essay that was given Lefnei Adibur, has even more Dechia power to be Doich Alav. Here Tosis is saying from the Yerushalmi that Fakir, the Baal Matzis, Koidam Adibur, has less Dechia power. Maybe it's a Machlek, it's Baal Yerushalmi, maybe it's totally what the Gedam of Esed Dechalais is. But that's the first Teres of Tosis. Another Teres of Tosis says, Inami Yeshloimar Gezerah Kazayis Vishayin Otto Kazayis Shein. It's a Gezerah. You can eat one Kazayis. You have to realize you have Matzah Shal Chodesh now. If you're going to overeat and eat beyond the Kazayis, past the Kazayis, now you're already entering Isser of Chodesh without the mitzvah anymore, and you're going to have a problem. And therefore they made a Gezerah, you won't be able, like Gezerah, be Rishon to be Yishniyah, we had a Yevamos. It's Gezerah, Kazayis, Rishon to Kazayis, and Ad Kam, the Divrei HaTosis. Rabbis, Ha'arichos, the Achroinim, on this Shaila, we'll ask a few kashas. We'll start with the fear kashas, there are many more, but we'll start opening up this topic. How could Tosis suggest that you should eat matzah of Chodesh with a kezayis and implement this Esedech Eloise? First of all, E-F-Sher L'Tzamtzein. You don't know exactly what a kezayis is. You can't get it down to a mashahu. And I'm not even talking about Tosis Teretz of Gezerah, kezayis, Rishonot, kezayis, Sheni, before that even. But if you're going to eat a nice, sizable piece of matzah, it's already, it's, you know, it's Machlekes Chazanish and Abchaim know what a kezayis is. But even without that, you can't get down mamash to a brekala. If you eat a little bit less than a kezayis, you eat 95% of a kezayis, you have Isur Chodosh. Chetzi Shir Asam in a Torah. You have Isur Chodosh. And you don't have matzah. You go beyond and ate a little bit more than a kezayis. The extra that you eat is, again, Isur Chodosh. And you don't have any more than mitzvah of matzah. How could you b'chlal go through to this option of saying that you can eat a kezayis? E'ef Shalit Samsing. What will you say? No, you'll work it out. You'll have a Mesoira Genoi exactly what a kezayis is. The Tzveit the Kasha is, the Gemara says in Tmura that be may Evloi Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had just been Nifter Zayin Adar that year. Pashas, it was an Adar Beis. But upon it, it's be may Evloi Shal Moshe and Ishtakhu Alfei Halachas. And amongst the Halachas is Mavor was Shiurim Shal Torah. So they didn't even know what a Kazayas was. They lost the Messiah and what a Kazayas is. Another Kasha is that Hare Chetzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah. So even if you'll accept that you can know exactly what a kezayis is, and you have a mesoira, and it's Efshel Tzamtzein, and you put on your plate exactly a kezayis, but as you're eating this kezayis of matzah, you can't mamish eat it bevasach. Some people think they can, but l'chari, you can't mamish eat it bevasach. And as you're eating the kezayis, watch this carefully, slowly, you ate a chetzi kezayis, you're already being over a iser doi raisa of chetzi shir asam in HaTorah. Hare, the holding of shiurim by isurim is for the shir of oinish. Chetzi shir asam in HaTorah. Your mom is being over the iser.
No, the problem with chetzi shir is your mom is.
Oh, excellent. One second. Oh, Shabbosari. One second. It's shtusim et lokshim, what he said. I'm going to explain. No, don't be bothered. I'm going to explain. There's an expression in Yiddish, it's called shtusim et lokshim. I'm going to explain to you what it means. There's a reason behind the words when you tell someone shtusim et lokshim. Watch this. I'm going to explain what this tzaddik means over here. But let's ask the kash again. How could you eat this matzah of Chodesh? You ate half a kezayis, you're being over Chodesh, you didn't do a mitzvah of matzah yet. It's not be'idne. The din of Esed Doich Eloise say, we know, has to be only when it's be'idne. It's not even a Gemara in Yevamos, it's a Gemara in Beitza, but it's a cloud, a Gemara in Shabbos. It needs to be be'idne, it has to be at the same time, it's not at the same time. So, there's a Mor D'Kachok, when the Shabbos Ari brings this tzad. Hare, why is Chetzi Shir Osem in HaTorah? Because it's Chazi Litztarufei to a full shir. Lamashal, there's a famous Rabbi Kiveger. The Rambam says that chometz is also even a mashu. Not a chorus, but there's an isser of a mashu. Fregen Allah, Avada. In all the surim of the Torah, chetzi shir asam in HaTorah. Harvey, Turutzim, Rabbi Kivega says it's negay when a guy's eating chometz the last second of Pesach. Because it's the last second of Pesach, it's not chazal tzarufi, because then it's ois Pesach, there's no more isser chometz. Zok the Rambam afal pikein, there's an isser derives of chometz for mashu. Abazundar, there's a chometz. That chometz a mashu is also. But without a bazundar adin, al chetzi shir, it's not chazal tzarufi. So there's a chokhmah to say, when you're eating this matzah of chadash, what's the problem? You ate half a kezayis of chadash, but if you'll continue eating this matzah of chadash, you'll climax to a kezayis, then you will have esed echolosei. And then there's no chatzis shir, because the whole chatzis shir is only going to get it up to the climax that you're going to get the aveir. Oh, but Rabbi say that's shtusim et lokshin. You know what? Because, you know, don't identify the isser of chadash dafka to that matzah. Chadash means from the new flour. What could you make with the flour? You can make matzah, you can make lokshin, you can make pesach tikka cakes. So when you're eating that chetzik is ice of chadash, don't identify the matzah to it. It's chazil it's tarufe to other chadash, to lokshin of chadash. So don't go tell me there's no problem because you're going to be mashlim this kezayis of matzah. Who said? Shtusim! Haray, it's kavim with lokshin! You can eat chadash of lokshin! It doesn't have to be dafka with matzah. That's the source for this expression. So we're back to the emes. So now we're holding by the kash again, so it's chetzi shir. Another kash is that there's a gemara in Chul and Daf Yedzayin. That when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, there was a matzav of milchama, and there's a heter of kodli the chaziri. That the Gemara says, the Gemara darshins, the pasuk in Parshas Veschanon, ubot the meleim kol tov asher limileisu, ubayir schatzuv masher lechatzavto, mikan shehutter lehem kotl the chaziri. When they entered, they were in the war, some say only for the soldiers, some say for everyone. They were going into Eretz Yisrael, you were allowed to eat anything, even chaz. So then what's bechlal the problem of matzah shel chodesh? There's no isser of chodesh. It's not a problem, it's kotli the chaziri. So, I once heard an interesting pshat. Watch this. Klal Yisrael, the greater Eretz Yisrael, they want to give a kind of mitzvah of matzah, but the only flour available is chadash. And there's an issue, maybe implement Eset Echoloshes say, but they don't know exactly what a kezayis is. If they overeat this chadash, if they undereat this chadash, even if they get exact, there's a chetzi shir that could be mitzvah to lokshin of chadash. We have a problem. So I heard a moira the guides. And maybe this is what Tosis means. There's a heter, you know what we said, that if you're going into Eretz Yisrael for the army, for the mukhama, it's mutter even chazer, everything is mutter. It's mavur though, Beis Levi says this. It's in the gay, a different chesh, but he says, Kotli the Chaziri is only mutter when it belongs to the goy. The minute it belongs to the yid, there's no more heter of Kotli the Chaziri. It's only when it belongs to the goy. Now matzah, to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, it has to be belonging to the yid. Why? Because it says lechem oini, and there's a gzeir shava lechem to the parsha of challah, and over there it says arisoy seichem. So there's a din matzah to be yours. So you're only mekayim matzah if it's yours. So the ace is like this, every year that's walking in Eretz Yisrael has to be Mekai in the midst of matzah. So he makes a matzah, he doesn't know what a kezayis is, he makes a large mechubet kapis, it's more than a kezayis. And then he goes over and he finds a kenayim. And he says, Rebbe kenayim, he grabs him, and he says, Rebbe kenayim, I don't know what a shir kezayis is, it's nishtakach b'mevel shal moisha, but you're going to be matzah to me, klapei shmaya, or kezayis. Exactly a kezayis, klapei shmaya, with the emes is a kezayis. A kezayis is matzah to me, kinyin, the lawyer smach, the lawyer ketubs of the shtora, I'm coin it. And it's my matzah. Beyond kezayis, it's yours. And then he eats a mechubedik piece. And now we're set. Up to the kezayis, he's been a yoitza, the mitzvah of matzah. There's no heter of kotli the chaziri. But he's going to have esed echolois to say. Beyond the kezayis, it's not a problem. You have the heter of kotli the chaziri. It's foolproof. It works. It's a pellet of toises teretz. What's the gezeira kezayis rishon up to kezayis sheni? What's the gezeira? You could do this plan. Someone's not going to know the plan. B'doimel, as I saw, there's another option. Maybe you could eat the matzah shel chodesh shalai kedarka. You know, is it, what?
How do you answer
chetzi shir? Oh, excellent. I'm going to come to that. 1 second. I answered so far in shtakl, maybe I shall moisha. Chetzi shir, we're going to get to soon. It's the other chetzi. 1 second. It goes like this. A similar eitzah. No, he's holding up. It's good. A similar eitzah. Eat the matzah shel chodesh shalai kedarka. You know, when you eat achila shalai kedarka, you're not over isurim. But are you mekayim a mitzvah, a macholis of achilos? There's achilos iser, chazer, nevelo, chodosh, and then there's achilos of mitzvah, matzah, kochim. Are you yoitze with achilos like kedarka? So there's a big mishnah lamelach in Hilchas Yisoyed Torah, Perakei, 12 pages in the Frankel. Yeah, there's a big arichus about this issue. But if you could find a patent that you'll eat it, let's say shalai kedarka, you could have a matzah. Maybe you won't have the iser, but you'll have the mitzvah. But past this, it's mamonashach. It's either both or neither. Lamashal, there's an interesting shaila. One step at a time. First, we'll say Taka. There's another shaila from Rav Meir Shapiro. Meir the Gazach. Tosfos Lamaisa says you can't do esed echolos on matzah chadash because the mitzvah of matzah was koydem adibur. There's the teretz of Tosfos, and koydem adibur has a geder that it's less. It's not doiche. Koydem adibur is not doiche. Frept Rav Meir Shapiro, but there's another mitzvah esed. On Leil HaSeder, there's a mitzvah doiraisa. of Sudas Yomtif. And Sudas Yomtif is to eat pas. And that's a mitzvah's essay that's Achara Dibur. So he says, Mamish, it's strict Shreda Kasha. What is Taisa saying that the mitzvah of matzah can't be doicha the loisev chadosh because the mitzvah of matzah is koidim adibur, but you have the mitzvah of Sudas Yomtif. So he says, you want to drink? No, it's not. Listen to a Ran. The Ran asks this in Sukkah, Akasha. Why do I need the mitzvah of Be'er Fechlam? Listen to Akasha. Why do I need the mitzvah of Be'er Fechlam Matzahs? Why do I need the mitzvah of Be'er Fechlam Matzahs? It's Yom Tif. There's a mitzvah to eat pas. Avad, you're not going to eat chomets. What are you going to eat matzah? So why do I need the dinner of Be'er Fechlam Matzahs, Bechlal? I anyways have to do it. I'll the dinner of Suda. And I'll Suda. It's going to have to be matzah. It's a shine. Why do I need Be'er Fechlam Matzahs? Zok the Ran. Anaf Kamina, if it's matzah Ashira. If it's not Lishma, he says Terutzim. But you see in this Ran, this is Eretz Zav, that besides the mitzvah of matzah, there's the etzma mitzvah of Sudas Yomtiv is Machayev Pas. Why weren't Klal Yisrael that entered Eretz Yisrael able to eat matzah of Chodosh as the mitzvah of Sudas Yomtiv? You're telling me matzah can't be doiche because it's a mitzvah of Koidim Adibor, but I have another mitzvah. I have two mitzvahs. It's Shnei Ezei Doiche Loises. I have a mitzvah of matzah, I have a mitzvah of Sudas Yomtiv. Says Rav Meir Shapiro Moiridik, the mitzvah of Sudas Yomtiv, they have something else to do Sudas Yomtiv with. Klal Yisrael, that year. Mon Shebechlehem. Now here's the chav. For the mitzvah of matzah, you can't be using the mon. Why not? So lo chaser, there's a lot of reasons. It's not matzah haroya l'shiva. It's not matzah haroya lovi l'dei chimutz. It's not chameshes minei dogon. It's mon min hashamayim. It's not chameshes minei dogon. So as matzah, you can't be yotzah. I'll sue the siyamt if you could. So I'll sue the siyamt if there's no siyadoicha. Use the mon. I'll sue matzah, you can't use the mon. Someone chacham once told me, he said it's gebrocht because it was with the tal. The shechvas tal made it gebrocht. If it's gebrocht, then forget about matzah. You can't use it for sue the siyamt if also. Then avada. On the cheshbon of tal. Now, there's another eitzah, but you have to help. This is already a shtickle of cheshbon.
So the
chatzishir
can be a
suda. Yeah, but no. The suda gradi needs kebeitza. That's a separate cheshbon. If you want to say the chatzishir, yes, if it's a kiyam suda for the chetzi, I don't know. But here, we're going to get to the chetzi. He's waiting for the chetzi. We'll get to the chetzi. The mice like this. This is already a shtickle of chetzi. By all achilois shel mitzvah, kotche, matzah, achilois of aveira, chazer, nevela, chodosh. What's the din if you wrap up the michael in a sieve? The Gemara says, karchoi besieve. If it's wrapped up in a sieve. Sieve is cardboard, paper. Unedible chetzitza, mechitza, trefu. Are you mekayim a mitzvah? Are you over the aveira? So it's a big shayla. The Gemara talks of this. Two gersas in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about if you carve from the matzah in sieve. The Gemara talks about if you carve from the morer in sieve. Morer may be different. You don't have the tam of the morer. This topic, though, whether you wrap it up in sieve, is a little complex. Because you can wrap up food of iser, food of mitzvah, in unedible sandpaper, cardboard, sieve. What if you wrap it up in an edible food? You wrap it up in a chavita, in a pancake, in a kosher basis, lokshin. You wrap it up in lokshin. Not the plain lokshin, a granza lokshin. You wrap up the matzah in a lokshin. Or you wrap it up. Is edible food a chatzitza? So it's a machlekes rishonim, and there's a big barichas in the Mishnah Lamelech about this. Listen carefully. It's in Hilchas Macholas Asuras and also in Hilchas Tumas Oichlin, because there's another sugya. There's a sugya of Tumas Nevelas Oif Tahar. What's the din of Tumas Nevelas Oif Tahar? It's a special tumah that only is by a nevel of an oif tahar. The how are you makabel tumah from it? The base habliya. Reb Chaim learns it's a din maisa achila. There's other pshatim, but when the food is in your base habliya, that's how you become tummy. From a nevelas oif tahar. Special din. Kzeiras hakosav. Hey, look at Toyer. What's the din if the nevelas oif tahar is wrapped in sieve? What's the din if the nevelas oif tahar is wrapped in edible food? So there's a nidin about it. So on this Mishle Melech, I found the murder. They listen to Hal Kopna or Rabbi Kiveger. He says, what if you wrap the matzah in morer? See, morer is not exactly a lokshin. It's not exactly sieve. It's some semi-half edible, not so. And Rabbi Kiveger says a morer dekechidish. He says, klape the mitzvah of matzah, morer is not going to be a chatzitza. Because morer is meshach shaychi. Rehil ha'yukai rechaisen b'yachet b'chlal. And it's meshach shaychi to the mitzvah sayoyim of the matzah. Morer is not going to share the mitzvah of matzah. But mitzad the iser of chodosh, Stam is the Isser of Chodesh, by Lokshin, Nevela, Chazer, if you wrap it up, Stam, Ala Nechit Fenagant Yor, if you take Nevela, Chazer, and you wrap it up in Mor, you wrap it up in Mor. So on the tzad that Mor is a Chatzitza for Yisurin, So l'chori, you have a meirah d'keitza. You could be makayim. We're going to get to the cheshbon, but you could be makayim matzah shel chodesh. You can pull this off. You're going to be makayim the mitzvah. Don't wrap it up in sieve. If you wrap it up in sieve, it's a kapara. No, it's a chodesh ken zayin, but no mitzvah of matzah either. But l'chori there's an eitza. Wrap up the matzah, not in lokshin, because if you wrap it up in lokshin, then after you have both, then you're back to the chetzi shia problem. Wrap it up in mor. So the Ketavi says like this. Mitzad the mitzvah of matzah, morar is not a chatzitza. Morar is shaychis to the same mitzvah, it's the tzazamen gate. And therefore the mitzvah of matzah you do have. Oh, but the Ketavi, the isser of chodosh, on the end, it's out of the mishlon elach, that even foods could be a chatzitza. So the morar will prevent you from being over this of chodosh. No, we found a patent. You could be yoitza matzah, because for matzah the morar is not a chatzitza. And you can't, you won't have the Isser of Chodesh. So I had a big problem. It's a very big chiddush, this part. Because even if you'll accept it, that Moror Agansayor is yeah chatzitza for Chazer and Avela, Chodesh and Oli Surim. And who then for Achivas Kachim the rest of the year? It's a chatzitza. You want to say for Matzah Bezunder, the Matzah, the Moror is not a chatzitza. Yeah. And the Bezunder is saying that you're not Isser of Chodesh. But if this Matzah Shel Chodesh, it's gufa. If it's achshavei that it's not a chatzitza for the matzah, it's that piece of matzah shel chodesh. The mora shouldn't be a chatzitza for chodesh either. So that I say, halt kolp. Ad kidei that it's only chetzi shir. When it's chetzi shir, you don't have matzah yet. When it's chetzi shir, the mora is yeah chatzitza. Asoy li on Chanukah, the mora is a chatzitza to the nevela that you're eating. The mora is yeah chatzitza to the chetzi shir of chodesh. When Yitzuka come into the Kezayis, now we come back to this far. When Yitzuka come into the Kezayis, now already it's Chazal Tzarufe. On that I have Esa Bechalois to say. And I Bezoi, we have Shver. One second. I Bezoi, we have Shver. We'll continue. One second. We have Shver. What's Tysus' problem about being Yitzah Matzah Shal Chodosh? L'chayra, the Eitzah, had to be Makai. Matzah Shal Chodosh is either Agidei, Korchai, not Besiv, Korchai De, the Moror, and then you can have the patent.
What happens to
Achila?
It's
Chayzer
and
Neir? Yeah, L'chayra. This, as I said, is a shtickel cheshbon. This is Nakuda, to endure. State. Ein Mashiach Ba, Ela B'Hesach Hadas. We're holding in very turmoilous times on so many different fronts, the prat, the chlal, the chol ha'olam, ba'olam ha'yadus, ba'olam kol ha'olam kuloi. And it says, ein Mashiach bo'el abita chesach hadas. There's no chesach hadas, kulonu miyachlin. Le'boi shal Mashiach, the B'nai Yisoscho says, amayr t'kizach, he says, when is it mesugal for Mashiach to come? Be'em es agansio, we're not Mashiach das, we're waiting. Im kol zedet, b'dal ramah shal alocha, and ashreichem, but avada miyachlin. One night of the year, there's a bezunder chiv. To be focused on Yetzias Mitzrayim, to be focused on the Ovar of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Dort Mitzrayim the Hesach Hadas. On the Leila Seder, when we focus on the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Efshir, a brekel of Hesach Hadas, and from that, Taka can come the Nisan Nigalu, the Nisan Asidim Ligo. Say, but one other shtickle, the Bnei Sosner says, the Marit Gazach. He says we have Pesach Matzah Umoror. He says Pesach Matzah Umoror, the Leila Seder. He says Be'etzim it's Kol HaTorah Kula. Everything is Hakol is Baseder. There's an expression in Ivrit. In Ivrit we say Hakol Baseder. There's an expression. It's a certain kind of attitude. So the Friyadik Vision Tzareba. In the 50s, he already said. Because the Israelis are saying Hakol Baseder, they don't realize it's true. Hakol Baseder, and the Leila Seder Alsa Dortin. Kol is 50. Chamishim Sharm of Kedusha. Everything is in the Leila Seder. But I'll speak over this Nakud. He says that Pesach Matsumar is Betzim everything. Why? He says Pesach Matsumar is Gematria 729, is Krasotan. But he says it's also, he says there are Chof Beis Oisius in the Torah. But there are really this Mansapach Oisius. There's this extra five Oisius of the Mansapach. So there's 27 Oisius. And for state, each ois of the Torah is called by kol oisus. 27 times 27 is 729. Is Pesach Matzumar. Pesach Matzumar is kol Torah kula. It's the chav zayin oisus, kofel chav zayin. And then he says also, in a different shtickle, he says it's connected the mamish ikri amuna, the yichuda of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad with Baruch Hashem Fayim Mechusei Olam Vod, the Rosh Hatedus is also seven. This is Widakoyl. Widakoyl. 7:30 is Pesach Matzumar. Pesach Matzumar is mamish keneged the yichuda ilah, the yichuda tata of Avdusa Yisbarach and of Kol Torah Kula. We're holding mamish now between Parshas Parah and Parshas Chodesh, which the Yerushalmi says Bein Shlishi L'Revi Lo Yafsik. Yeah, we're matzav of Tahara and Ischachus going into Chodesh Nisan, and Beis Hashem we should be zoicha in Chodesh Nisan to the Iker Cheres Ein Ben Chayron Ela Mishai Seik B'Toyra. We should be zoicha to Kimei Tzeisrim Eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois.
What part of the essence does it say?
So there's a whole reason.